Murder on the beat, so it's not nice.
我的一位外国朋友不会说中文，但懂得几个语气词。他隔三差五就在英语里夹杂一两个这样的词，其中频率最高的是“哎呦”。说实话，他每次这么说，我都觉得浑身不自在。当然，主要问题在我身上，我多少有语言洁癖，难免对别人要求过高。我总是希望对方要么说英语，要么说中文，至少不要在一句话里跳来跳去。且不说是不是我难伺候，至少这位朋友让我想到一个问题，我会用什么词来代替哎呦，让他的句子成为正常的英语对话。就是这么巧，我刚考虑这个问题，就接连在两部剧里找到了现成的答案。 Lo and behold,
We started talking and I thought, here's the kind of person who can revitalize the study of literature. And lo and behold, he agreed to give the distinguished lecture this year.
There's a story by Hans Christian Andersen. A young woman becomes enamored with these fabulous red shoes. In a moment of bad judgment, she succumbs to their charms and wears them to church. And lo and behold, her feet start moving, and she is dancing, and she can't stop.
Lo and behold 是一个典型的叠加用法。Lo 和 behold 意思都是瞧，看呐。把他们串在一起，无非是加强语气，让对方特别留意自己接下来要说的话。换言之，它的效果和哎呦差不多，是在突出自己想要表达的情绪。这种情绪可以是 surprise， 可以是 wonder， 也可以是比较负面的 cynicism。比如 ，You gave your heart and soul to that person， and then lo and behold， they cheated on you。如果我那位外国朋友知道我竟然以这么一个例句收尾，他估计十有八九会说，哎呦。我是刘燕 ，Until next time, bye.